1490 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Your voice, your vote. Super Tuesday. I'm Richard Cantu. A lot of polls say Americans don't want it, but the nation is about to get Biden-Trump the rematch. Trump winning all but one of his Super Tuesday primaries.
The former president did take the stage here at Mar-a-Lago, but one person he did not mention by name, his last remaining Republican rival, Nikki Haley. Donald Trump clearly trying to pivot here to the general election. He's leaning into the issues, talking about the economy and immigration. On those two issues in particular, he does poll higher than President Joe Biden. But Donald Trump making it clear that he wants the Republican Party to rally behind him and what will likely be a rematch in November against President Biden.
ABC's Rachel Scott. The president won all his Tuesday primaries except for the caucuses on American Samoa. The two have all but cemented a rematch in November and increased pressure on Nikki Haley to get out of the race. This is ABC News. A sharp pain rousted Michael Farchi from his sleep in the Venetian Palazzo on the Vegas Strip.
I woke up with a sharp pain in my private area. I went to the restroom and I just saw a scorpion hanging on my underwear.
Yes, he was stung by a scorpion. He's suing, represented by attorney Brian Virag.
Nobody staying in Vegas needs to be exposed to deadly scorpions while they're sleeping, let alone on their private areas.
Farchi says he's still in pain. Baseball's Oakland Athletics unveiled what they want their new stadium in Las Vegas to look like.
Think of the Sydney Opera House, those layers of white along the roof. The new A's stadium design kind of looks like an updated version of that. The A's say the layers are inspired by baseball pennants. The stadium featuring a giant glass window facing the Las Vegas Strip and the biggest scoreboard in Major League Baseball, 18,000 feet, just a stadium screen.
ABC's Alex Stone. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Maggie Don, host of The Maggie Don Show, weekdays at 2 on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media's Southeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief.
Stuart and I will be hosting special coverage of President Biden's State of the Union speech Thursday night at 8.
We'll, of course, present what the president says, the Republican response, and also talk about what it all means for you.
This will be one of the most important speeches from the president in this critical election year.
This Thursday night at 8 across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high right around 47 this afternoon, with wind out of the northeast at only about 5 to 10 here through the day. Tonight, partly cloudy, 29. Tomorrow, a few more clouds with a high of 48 with some scattered rain possible Thursday night into Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Here, money grows in rows. This is the Midwest Farm Report.
Come on in, everybody. It's the fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke on the radio. Welcome to a Wednesday. It's going to be a bit of a breezy Wednesday weather-wise. Today, partly cloudy skies, 52 are expected high. Winds today out of the east-northeast, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and 53. Pretty good chance we're going to see rain on Friday, 45. Saturday, partly cloudy and 46. Sunday, sunshine in the forecast, but no better than 48 degrees. I think Stu Mucker, our ag meteorologist, said yesterday these temperatures may not be as impressive as what we enjoyed over the weekend, but we're still above average for this stage of March. We'll talk weather details with him on the way. Also, continuing to follow coverage of the World Champion Cheese event that's happening at the Monona Terrace Convention Center. Another reminder that the general public is welcome to step on in. The Monona Terrace Convention Center opens the doors to the general public 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. today for you to observe all the judges in action and enjoy some sampling. But guess what? Those samples of cheese don't just magically appear. A lot of work going on behind the scenes to make sure you've got a little something to nibble on. Stephanie Hoff spent the day there yesterday talking with the worker bees behind the scenes at the World Champion Cheese Contest. That's one of the stories on the way.
In our world of agriculture, weather conditions rule our workday. The Midwest Farm Report and the National Weather Service are recruiting citizen scientists to help keep an eye on Mother Nature. You can help by taking real-time weather observations and alerting the National Weather Service about severe weather occurring where you are. Everyday people such as yourself play a vital role in protecting lives and property. To find out how you can become a citizen scientist, visit WisconsinWeatherWatchers.org.
It's tough out there trying to measure your environmental impact. And that's exactly why Professional Dairy Producers is pulling together partners that can help pull all of that data that means nothing to you, but something to others. I'm Charity Seebecker from the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison. Shelley Meyer, PDP Executive Director, introduces us to Your Farm, Your Footprint. It's all about giving you the tools and support that you need to help understand and improve your farm's environmental impact.
It gives us, as a dairy community, to be empowered to not just be part of the sustainability discussion, but to take a lead on it. Our belief is that dairy farmers, U.S. dairy farmers that we all have an opportunity to know and work with, are sustainable and probably the most sustainable food producers in the world. And we're willing to be better, but we cannot be as powerful players in the food system without knowing what our current number is now today. And this gives producers the opportunity to lead the discussion.
So can you take me through how it'll actually work? Take me through, I guess I'm a farmer, now what?
Yeah, as a dairy farmer, you'll be, there's a third-party group that can take a lot of the information that you already have, your nutrient management numbers, your crop yields, your farm production from your dairy, and common numbers that you manage all the time, and they will be able to plug those numbers in, and it's Your Farm, Your Footprint utilizes common programs that you'll hear of out there, like Farm ES and Comet and the Cool Farm Tool. And it allows you to take all of those statistics that you would already have at your fingertips, and then it gives to you what is your carbon footprint. You know, we're all looking for ways that we can always be improving. I mean, that's what dairy farmers do every single day. It's kind of like if you don't know your cost of production, it's really hard to do risk management. Or if you're looking at milk quality and if you didn't know what your somatic cell count or your plate count was, it's really hard to get better. So that's number one. Number two, the uniqueness of this initiative is, first of all, it's led by dairy farmers. Secondly, by participating, when a farmer signs up for this program, you'll also have an opportunity to opt into a peer group. So while you don't have to share your footprint number with anybody else, that's exclusively yours, it's your opportunity to engage in a peer group program that puts you with fellow dairy farmers that are sharing what they're doing on their farms, you know, what they're doing as far as, is it cover crops or on yields and soil health and how much water they're using, where they're recycling, just practices that, you know how we all are as dairy farmers, we figure our way out. We're great at creating solutions. The peer groups will allow producers to share some of those things. So really, we're to the model of professional producers has always been where we help each other improve.
And can you take me through the process of really getting this started? Maybe who really helped to create it?
It was started by a professional dairy producer standing back and saying, what can we do to help empower fellow dairy producers? And then how can we help move our sector forward? And what, for a long time, probably 5-6 years, we've been hearing about how we need to be lowering emissions and our global partners all the way through the chain. If it's the ones that are selling product globally that would contain dairy, how they're looking at the dairy production chain that's producing the raw resources, how we can all together do more with less. So produce more food, but have less of an impact on the environment. And yet, as dairy farmers, if we're being asked to be part of that, we don't know what our number is. We really don't have that starting spot. And so the board of directors, the leadership, looked at this as a gap and an opportunity and then said, you know, we as an organization, our job is to connect fellow dairy farmers with information, education, and resources that help them move forward. That was the beginnings of all that. And there was a pilot group that participated to kind of see how would this go. We worked with a third-party group that has the modeling and the means to do it, and each farm was used in that pilot program, and then that group came together as a peer group, and that's what we learned from. And now that we have that, and we went to Nestle as one of the first opportunities as a sponsor and asked them, is this good? I mean, is this useful? Would it be helpful to anybody in the food industry? And them, and along with Dairy's Foundation, we were able to launch out then this initiative, and we're going to share it with every single dairy farmer across the United States that wants to learn about what their present-day carbon footprint, so your farm, your footprint, and ultimately your business and your opportunity.
So then take me through the next steps now that this is happening.
Well, first of all, dairy farmers, there's nothing new that they need to do. This is an opportunity for you to learn exactly where you're at on your farm. So the first thing that you can do is you can go to the PDP site, Professional Dairy Producers website, and right on the homepage you will see up at the top, in the top ribbon, a logo that says Your Farm, Your Footprint. Click on that, and you can read about the initiative and how it works. And then you can sign up to be a part of it. And one of the parts is that there is a cost-share grant available that helps offset up to the first 500 acres that you have, helps offset a majority of the cost that would have been affiliated with discovering your number. And then once you're signed up, then there's the data that is collected that you would provide the third-party confidential provider. And then after about, on average, 45 business days. It could be before then, but around 45 business days, expect that you will get a report. And in that report, it'll share where you're at right now as far as your carbon footprint and your methane emissions. And then with that will be some, you know, ideas or possible things for you to consider that may improve that number. Now, knowing that every farm is different, there'll be some recommendations there. And then upon completion of that, you'll get your cost share grant, and you enroll in a peer group program, and that peer group is all a part of this. There's no additional charge for it. And it's from those peer groups that you'll start to learn from one another.
As we all know, dairy farming isn't just about producing milk. It's about being good stewards of the land and really caring for our environment as well. And that's where Your Farm, Your Footprint comes into play. I mean, who wouldn't want to know how to make their farm greener while still making those cows happy and making money? You can continue to learn more about this as well as other insights into the industry by attending the PDP Business Conference, which is happening March 13th through the 14th in Wisconsin Dells. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Charity Seebecker.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Hi, I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media's Southeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief.
Stuart and I will be hosting special coverage of President Biden's State of the Union speech Thursday night at 8.
We'll, of course, present what the president says, the Republican response, and also talk about what it all means for you.
This will be one of the most important speeches from the president in this critical election year.
This Thursday night at 8 across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Almost Show.
Green Bay's a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Today, young adults face big questions about their future. How will you make your mark? Do you want to be part of something bigger than yourself? Are you ready to learn new skills and make new friendships? Perhaps you have a dream that you're ready to make real. So, how will you make a mark with your future? As you embark on a journey toward finding these answers, the military can serve as a resource for providing help, information, and opportunities. A public service message from the Department of Defense. To learn more, visit todaysmilitary.com.
From I-43 to I-41. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
She's got a story on that coming up in a moment. Stick around. Pam Yonke, glad to be along with you on this Wednesday morning. You know, in all seriousness, we are still keeping an eye on what's going on in Washington, D.C. Everybody's going to be talking about Super Tuesday results today. We're talking about what's happening with the ag appropriation budgeting out in Washington, D.C. Remember, Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden from Western Wisconsin is the member, a member of the House Agriculture Committee, and he is keeping an eye on what's going on as far as the ag appropriations funding is concerned. And he says, so far, doesn't look bad.
And I've been going through it line by line. My staff has dissected it back in Washington right now to make sure that our farmers here in the state of Wisconsin, around the country in production agriculture, are well represented as far as the funding aspect, and also our folks that are in need of SNAP benefits, that they also are well represented. And I have to explain to people that sometimes they don't look too fondly on the SNAP program. I need to remind them that all the food that everybody eats that they get through the SNAP program is produced by a farmer. And so they work hand in hand. So the next couple days, we're going to be going through the agriculture appropriations and the rest of the appropriations bills to make sure that our folks are going to get what they need so that we can remain productive and competitive industry.
Yeah, now remember, Derek Van Orden from Wisconsin, the first time we've had someone from Wisconsin on the House Agriculture Committee. So he's also keeping an eye on what's going on with the farm bill that is caught in limbo, so to speak. But he said, so far as funding overall is concerned, it looks tenable.
So we authorize money, and then it has to be appropriated. And that's what this bill is. So it's a very, very important thing. And what I'm looking at right now, when we go through this line by line, our FSAs are doing great. All of our conservation programs, the dairy initiative programs are looking fantastic for research and development and for conservation. Everything looks really good right now at these levels. But again, I'm going to go back, and this may shock people, but as a member of Congress, I actually read all of these bills, and we're going to make sure that our farmers are well represented. As of right now, it looks pretty darn good for our farmers.
All right, so there we have it, the initial, anyhow, from Congressman Derek Van Orden. He's a member of the House Agriculture Committee, watching appropriations and also the fiscal monies for the Farm Bill. Let's pivot now and talk about something that everybody's paying attention to, Wisconsin weather. Stumach Ag Meteorologist joining us this morning with our Compeer Financial Ag Weather Update. You know, again, it's not overly impressive, Stu. I'm a little bummed that we don't have more sunshine in the forecast, but you said yesterday we're still above average for this part of March, huh?
Oh, yeah, we still are above average, Pam. I mean, let's talk about it. For the most part across southern Wisconsin, a normal high right now ranges from 39 to 40, 41 at La Crosse, southeast Minnesota. A little warmer in the west, of course, but that's a normal temperature. Nighttime lows should still be in the low 20s. Well, here we are in the upper 20s or around 30 or better. A very mild start again on this Wednesday and a mild day that's going to be in store. There is low pressure making its way toward western Minnesota. It's going to turn pretty sharply northeast in Minnesota. Some very light snow right out into western Minnesota, right where North and South Dakota, Minnesota come together. Right out there, a little light snow. Some very light snow northeast Nebraska, southeast South Dakota, and back in northern North Dakota. Not going to march east in a big hurry. High pressure is the big reason here in Wisconsin. We have a pretty quiet day. Some clouds around. They will clear a bit during the day, but I don't expect things to suddenly rebound. We're not going to push temperatures up to 70 degrees or anything. Nothing unusual. Just a pretty normal March day. But a stronger low builds in from the west and starts to make its way on toward Wisconsin, and that's why finally at about Thursday night or into the day Friday, some rain absolutely enters into the picture. Oh, not a drought buster, not a big game changer, but some rain that lasts through Friday into Friday night. Rain late Friday night could mix with snowflakes, may linger into Saturday, especially in central and eastern Wisconsin, already drying in the west by Saturday. But rain amounts only up in a quarter to half inch range, about the most we can hope for out of this. Maybe a thunderstorm gives somebody a little more in a localized area, but that's about the most of it. Temperatures staying cool with clouds and precipitation. It does dry out through the weekend. Next week, oh yeah, 50s, maybe even a 60 as the week gets underway. So there is some mild air still out there and some sunshine, just not going to be a big part of the picture until later in this upcoming weekend and into early next week. I'll have our forecast details right after this.
Boy, there's some exciting things happening at Bavaria Sausage. If you haven't been there lately, make it a point. Fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke encouraging you to stop by the retail location, corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 until 5. Now, over the course of time, you're going to see some physical changes on the interior of the store. But boy, what you're really going to appreciate, the changes in the showcase. New products that they're developing on a regular basis. When Bavaria Sausage develops new products, they have a couple staples they keep in mind. First of all, they work with local farmers, and they want to make sure that those local farmers are able to make a good living. They also do not believe in waste. They said, just like Fred, the original owner of Bavaria Sausage, nothing is wasted but the squeal. And you'll notice that in some of the unique products that they're developing. Take a look at that special Berkshire Brat. The flavor that you're going to pick up is found nowhere else because it was developed by Bavaria Sausage. Corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg, Bavaria Sausage. All right, buddy, let's have that forecast.
All right, well, let's talk about still some fairly mild air for this time of the season. That's going to continue around here, and there will be some clouds. Partly sunny skies early this morning become more sunny in the daytime, and today's high in the low 50s. Warmest in the west, 52, 53, cooler east. East winds will be around 5 to 10. Partly cloudy overnight, and we fall back down toward the low 30s. The east winds at 5 to 10. Another partly sunny day Thursday. A lot of low 50s, maybe 54 or 55 in western Wisconsin. Southeast winds about 5 to 10. Late Thursday night, maybe a little rain before daybreak. Friday, mostly cloudy and rain. First in western Wisconsin, later in the day in the east. Not going to be a big deal. Quarter to half inch amounts are what I expect. Mid-40s for daytime highs on Friday. And the northeast winds 5 to 15. Even Saturday, Pam, could be a little rain or some snowflakes linger in the morning. And some sunshine does break out. We stay a little cool, though, mid-40s, and then warming for next week. So it doesn't look too bad, Pam, just not quite the amount of sunshine you want.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's all right. That'll give our rainfall reporters a good chance to get active if we're going to actually have something measurable, huh?
Yeah, there will be a little better chance for Friday, so we'll have something to watch.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Stu.
All right, see ya.
Stumacher, ag meteorologist with your Compure Financial Ag Weather Update. And again, like I said, do want to remind you, rainfall reporters, we really welcome your conversations on our talk text line. That's 877-301-FARM, 877-301-3276. You can use it for rainfall reporting, or if you've got a question about a story you hear or maybe a story suggestion, consider that your clear line of communication with me in the studio or the rest of the staff. 877-301-FARM. Compure Financial, found online at compure.com.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Jahnke.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Hi, I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media's Southeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief.
Stuart and I will be hosting special coverage of President Biden's State of the Union speech Thursday night at 8.
We'll, of course, present what the president says, the Republican response, and also talk about what it all means for you.
This will be one of the most important speeches from the president in this critical election year.
This Thursday night at 8 across the Civic Media Radio Network.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Mino and the Mayor.
We got a message on Facebook from Nicholas who says air fryers are perfect for leftover pizza.
There you go.
I bet that would work.
I have an air fryer.
I've got one. I'm doing that.
Yes.
Another thing I'm going to do is use my dehumidifier and I'm going to make jerky.
It's not a dehumidifier, John.
What is it again?
Dehydrator.
That's what it is.
All right.
Now we can go to break.
Mino and the Mayor. Weekday morning, 6 till 9. On the talk of Green Bay, WGBW and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
This is a special report from ABC News. Your voice, your vote. Super Tuesday. I'm Richard Cantu. A lot of polls say Americans don't want it, but the nation is about to get Biden-Trump the rematch. Trump winning all but one of his Super Tuesday primaries.
The former president did take the stage here at Mar-a-Lago, but one person he did not mention by name, his last remaining Republican rival, Nikki Haley. Donald Trump clearly trying to pivot here to the general election. He's leaning into the issues, talking about the economy and immigration. On those two issues in particular, he does pull higher than President Joe Biden. But Donald Trump making it clear that he wants the Republican Party to rally behind him and what will likely be a rematch in November against President Biden.
ABC's Rachel Scott. The president won all his Tuesday primaries except for the caucuses on American Samoa. The two have all but cemented a rematch in November and increased pressure on Nikki Haley to get out of the race. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggyhout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know.
The president of the Wisconsin Technical College System is set to retire later this year. Dr. Morna Foy has served as the system's president since 2012. She has worked in the state technical college system since the late 90s. There are 16 schools across the entire technical college system with nearly 280,000 students. Foy says that it was an honor to lead the organization. The system will now begin a nationwide search for her successor. Recent rainy weather has somewhat lowered the risk of wildfires in Wisconsin. The Department of Natural Resources says most of the state's midsection is at a low risk of danger, while southern and eastern Wisconsin are still at high risk. 138 wildfires have burned about 300 acres of land in Wisconsin already this year. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Bucks headed to the West Coast. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks packing their bags for a long four-game road trip. Milwaukee now doing a better job of passing the ball around to find the open shot. Bobby Portis.
Doc's been emphasizing that all since he's been here, since January, is you might have a good shot here, but that extra pass could just lead to a better open shot for the team. We've been making a lot of those reads, actually. Like, you might not get an assist, but you might get a hockey assist out of it.
College basketball, a big night for Marquette as they host number 2-ranked UConn in Milwaukee on senior night. The Badgers play Rutgers Thursday. Iowa's Caitlin Clark named the best player in the Big Ten. Baseball, the Brewers and the Giants had 29 combined hits, but the Giants won 13-8 over Milwaukee. Reese Hoskins got his first home run as a Brewer.
You're just hoping for the right match with the team that will show up eventually, and in my eyes, it did with the Brewers.
That's Brewers first baseman Reese Hoskins. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Super Tuesday results on the Super Wednesday edition of the Devil's Advocate. Scott Ross joins. Hope you do as well. Tune in 4 to 6 across the Civic Media Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high right around 47 this afternoon, with wind out of the northeast at only about 5 to 10 here through the day. Tonight, partly cloudy, 29. Tomorrow, a few more clouds with a high of 48 with some scattered rain possible Thursday night into Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on the talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media's Southeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief.
Stuart and I will be hosting special coverage of President Biden's State of the Union speech Thursday night at 8.
We'll of course present what the president says, the Republican response, and also talk about what it all means for you.
This will be one of the most important speeches from the president in this critical election year.
This Thursday night at 8 across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder, metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Mino and the Mayor.
Hey, if I could find my grandma's recipe for grappa, maybe we could do that.
A moonshine?
Grappa.
Oh, grappa's not moonshine?
We don't like that term.
Italians don't like the Kentucky or what?
And that's what it said on the arrest papers. That's right. You're one of the few guys I know that the grandma did time.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
The Todd Alba Show.
Green Bay is a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning. And the talk of Green Bay all day long.
1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
It wasn't enough.
Now back to the Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Here we use a lot of F words. Food, fiber, and farming. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Oh, come on. Let's be honest. One of the F words we're using this week is fun. The farm department's having a blast covering all the details from the World Champion Cheese Contest that continues today at the Monona Terrace Convention Center in Madison. Stephanie Hoff was in her happy place yesterday. She got to spend the day at the Monona Terrace Convention Center. And she's got a great story about all the volunteers that helped to make this event run smoothly. Yeah, they get a chance to sample cheese, but outside of that, why do they give up time from their personal lives to be a part of this event? It's a cool story. Stick around for that. I'm Pam Yonke, by the way. Thanks so much for making us a part of your day. Weather-wise, you might want to grab a jacket today. It's going to stay a little windy. Partly cloudy skies, 52 are expected high. Winds today out of the east-northeast, up to 15 miles an hour. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and 53. Rain on Friday and 45. Saturday, partly cloudy, 46. Sunday, sunshine and 48 degrees. So you rainfall reporters, thank you for your assistance yesterday. Let's make sure that everybody's got the rain gauge cleaned out, ready to go before we get to Friday. So today is the sixth day of March. What can I tell you? Let's see, on this day, back in 1899, the painkiller aspirin is registered as a trademark. It was first isolated in 1897 by a German chemist. Today, that medication is sold by Bayer and is on the World Health Organization's list of essential medicines. Aspirin comes to be on this day back in 1899. Got to say happy birthday to big man Shaquille O'Neal, that actor, rapper, of course, basketball player. He is 52 years young today. And it was on this day in 1981 that Walter Cronkite signed off as an anchorman on the CBS Evening News. And now you know. It's a Wednesday. That means it's time for us to catch up with the Steffes Group. That's STEFFES Group.com. Best place to find them is online. You will not run out of options when it comes to things to shop for. You can also give them a call if you're thinking about an auction yourself. 800-726-8609. That's 800-726-8609. Randy Kath is along with us on a Wednesday. And from what I heard you say when I caught you the first time around, you're in Wisconsin. Huh?
Yeah, pounding the streets out here again. I'm usually out here two or three, sometimes 4 days a week. We've got a Wisconsin area standalone consignment sale coming up here at the end of March, and my deadline for consignments is next week. So we've been out hitting the streets hard this week. Just signed up another couple tractors in Baylor this morning, and got some time to still consign for that.
Excellent. That's one thing that we want to remind people about. You may say, well, I'd like to get rid of this, but I only have one or two pieces. That's really ideal for this kind of a consignment situation, Randy. And you guys are always ready to assist when it comes to assigning value, taking pictures, getting it marketed.
Absolutely. And it is a case where we come to you. You do not have to transport to any facility. We sell it right from your place. Save the headache, heartache of moving stuff around. We'll come to you, have it ready to go for us as far as cleaned up, Actually, if you need assistance with that, we can take care of that as well. Mm-hmm. But for speed and efficiency, if you have it ready to go, we do the cataloging, the pictures, the videos if necessary, and we run with it.
Beautiful. Like we said, folks, get your items in, though, as soon as possible to the Steffes Group staff. Again, like I said, you'll find all the connections you need at steffesgroup.com, steffesgroup.com, or pick up the phone and talk with them directly, 800-726-8609. It doesn't stop there, Randy. Man, I knew you guys had more than 140 bills already for 2024 lined up, but you've got even more exciting auctions on the way we should keep an eye out for.
Absolutely. It's going to be a busy year. We're looking at 160 auctions on the calendar right now. Got a good handful of those in Wisconsin. The Bacon Family Farms retirement sale coming up, closing on March 19th over here in Amherst, Wisconsin. The More Agra dispersal down on the Wisconsin-Illinois border on March 26th coming up. The Camp family over in Darlington, we just booked a registered Black Angus sale with them. They're going to be selling cow-calf pairs and full line of equipment on April 26th. And keep in mind, that is a live auction. Come join us. And one of the save-the-date items I got for you today is the Vanderbeen family out of Sharon, Wisconsin, Vandell registered jerseys. We're going to be doing a live auction for them in November 1st, in fact, on protein and milk herd for their herd size in the country.
That is the deal, folks. And like we said, whether it's for the upcoming Wisconsin exclusive consignment sale or those big lifetime events like those high-end herds, the Steffes Group can handle it all. Randy Kath along with us, bebopping across the state of Wisconsin. Remember, you want to talk to Randy or any of the staff at the Steffes Group, best place to start is online, steffesgroup.com. That's steffesgroup.com, or call the office direct, 800-726-8000. Randy Kath along with us from the Steffes Group.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
As a proud sponsor of the WIAA, Rural Mutual roots for all of Wisconsin's student athletes. Whether they're a hometown hero or they dream of the national spotlight, sportsmanship keeps Wisconsin strong. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA to learn more about how they support high school athletics.
Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
At Compeer Financial, we provide services based on your needs. So whether it's ag lending, crop insurance, or other financial services, or you're seeking industry expertise from a trusted advisor, we're here as a partner and member of your community that is defined by you. Contact your local Compeer Financial team at 844-426-6733 or visit compeer.com/you for your lending and other financial needs. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved.
Well, coming off Super Tuesday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average in overnight trade is up a little bit. Commodities are lower. Right now, December corn is basically unchanged at 458. November soybeans, they're down 2 right now, 1142 a bushel. July wheat, that's down nearly 7 cents now, 549. Yesterday in Chicago, the barrel cheese dropped 2.25 cents to 162.5. 40-pound block cheese on Tuesday was down 3.75 to 149. The AA butter, that actually gained 1.75 cents to close at 282.75 per pound in Chicago yesterday. Now, the April Class 3 milk, and remember, Class 3 milk is what generally goes to making cheese. That's unchanged at $16.25. The May Class 3 milk closed 19 cents lower yesterday at $16.86 a hundredweight. It is all about cheese this week in Wisconsin, especially the Madison area. And you're going to hear it all right here on the Farm Show. Yesterday, Stephanie Hoff got a chance to be in our happy place, spent the day at the World Champion Cheese event that continues through tomorrow at the Monona Terrace Convention Center. You have to ask yourself the question, why do folks want to be involved with this? Those little cubes of samples that people are enjoying at the event don't just magically appear. A lot of volunteers behind the stage are making those kinds of experiences happen. Stephanie found some folks that were very happy to be there as volunteers.
And you never know who you might find hauling around those wheels of Gorgonzola or carrying containers of yogurt to the judges. I ran into a UW River Falls student, originally from Thorpe, Wisconsin. Mackenzie Skibby is working in the new dairy plant at UW River Falls as she works to become a licensed cheesemaker.
My dream goal is to become a cheesemaker and eventually master cheesemaker and then hopefully a judge someday. So,
what's driving that dream?
My mom. She's always been in cheese. And then just making cheese finally in the new pilot plant, I just see that I just love what making cheese. Like, we made cheese the first time and we were all just so happy. It was just a fun day.
What does your path look like to becoming a cheesemaker?
So I'm 3/4 of the way of getting my license, so all I need is the hours. This summer I'm going to be working for Lake Country Dairy doing the cheesemaker internship, so I'm hoping to finish my hours through them and then take my test and then eventually get a job.
Why don't you tell me about this experience? How long have you been doing it? What do you do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so actually the first year we were in that I did this, we were actually over in Green Bay. So I haven't been to the World Cheese Competition here, so this is my first year here in Madison.
What is your role today helping the judges?
We're doing yogurts, so I just kind of get help them out, get what they want. Really great teachers learning yogurt because I don't know much about yogurt, so teaching me a lot about yogurt. So yeah, it's pretty fun.
Mackenzie Skibby along with us for her first World Championship Cheese Contest. She's a student at UW River Falls working toward her cheesemaking license, and she's pleased to be working with the state-of-the-art equipment in the new dairy plant on campus. They made their first batch of cheddar earlier this month. Pam, if you were up at 2 a.m. this morning, then this next B-teamer was probably up with you. Hannah Workman with Edelweiss Creamery in Monticello had to adjust her day at the plant so that she could make time to volunteer for the contest.
Yeah, I'm quite tired, but you also have to just keep the high energy. Working this as part of the B-team, it brings you a lot of joy and keeps your body moving and keep going. I have been up since 2 a.m. today, and I just love being here, so it keeps me going.
Why were you up at 2 a.m.?
So I was making cheese with my dad, and we were making sure we had our product made so that we could actually enter it in this world contest.
So you entered it this morning?
Correct.
So they are getting the freshest sample.
They are getting the freshest sample.
Hannah, how long have you been part of the B-team?
I've been part of the B-team since 2019, and I don't think I ever want to not be part of the B-team. A lot of people have asked me, since I have done this for so long, would you ever consider becoming a judge? Which takes a lot of time, and you have to really know what you're talking about to give perfect scores.
What does your role entail specifically here at the World Championship Cheese Contest? What are you doing behind the scenes exactly?
Part of my role behind the scenes is to unbox a product, take it out to the judges, let them judge it, give their best score possible, and then we take it back and re-box it so that it can be categorized.
That is Hannah Workman from Edelweiss Creamery in Monticello, and before her, we heard from Mackenzie Skibby from UW River Falls. These are two voices out of the 122 volunteers who make up the B team. Each one of them has a different reason, different story of why they volunteer their time and give back to the industry during the World Championship Cheese Contest. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
You gotta love it. Thanks, Stephanie. Now, one question that might cross your mind, what happens with all this cheese once the contest concludes? We'll be sharing that story with you tomorrow. Up next, the Agriculture Road Improvement Program. It's something that a lot of farmers have been hoping for a long time. The first $50 million of state funding is now available. We're going to talk with the president of the Wisconsin Towns Association about why he believes telling your story about why your road needs some financial aid is going to be critical. Jerry Durr from the Wisconsin Towns Association going to help us out with details next.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Jahnke.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California.
This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now, is to take a Kringle and go away?
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media's Southeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief.
Stuart and I will be hosting special coverage of President Biden's State of the Union speech Thursday night at 8.
We'll, of course, present what the president says, the Republican response, and also talk about what it all means for you.
This will be one of the most important speeches from the president in this critical election year.
This Thursday night at 8 across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You told me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Tune into the Earl Ingram Show Wednesday at 9 a.m. I'll be joined by the Executive Director of Citizen Action, Dr. Robert Crane.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 a.m. and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
And farmers, the very roads in front of their farmstead may not be suitable for a lot of the equipment that they have to use. A lot of the businesses they work with, the fertilizer trucks, the milk truck, all of that exerts pressure on our roads. So rural residents, our farmers, our townships are working together to try to solicit their portion of that $50 million. Jerry Durr knows all about it. He's a member of the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation and a longtime president of the Wisconsin Towns Association. He is going to be involved in the process of trying to figure out where the $50 million of this initial grant are going. And he said there's a couple key things that applicants need to keep in mind if you want to try to catch the attention of the evaluators.
First of all, get your rating correct. There's a rating system out there that's run with WSDOT. Make sure that that's correct. Make sure you include some photos in that project because I can't drive to Barron County and look at a road up there and then go from there to Marinette County. I'm sitting in my office at a computer trying to do these reviews. And do a brief narrative that explains what you're trying to do and get some details in there and emphasize how this is going to improve safety, because safety is actually 50% of the points that are allocated to get the award. And so, well, we didn't do any safety improvements. Well, did you do any striping? Did you do any guardrail? Did you put new signs up? All of that is safety, but you got to say that so that the reviewer knows what you're actually trying to do. That the importance is to make sure you got an application that tells the reviewers why your project should have priority. Because, like I said, you get 400 applications, and a dozen or 15 of them get awards.
And do we, is it getting any easier? You alluded to the weather earlier. Is this an ideal situation with Wisconsin weather to try to get things rolling, or are our roads in worse shape with a winter like what we're living?
You know, as much as it's nice to be out there today, Pam, this is kind of the worst weather we could have for roads. There's very little frost in the roads. I mean, people are putting in field tile on some of our farm fields out there. I had a guy plowing a food plot yesterday with a moldboard plow. And he said it worked better than it did in the spring last year. So that's what we're up against. And we know the cold weather is going to come back. I mean, we all hope that this is really spring, but I think it's a false spring, like we've run into before. There are places where they're already putting the flags up on some of the roads, and I tell you, we'll seriously look at that in the next several weeks. One of the positive things is we had a fairly dry summer and fall. So that means that there's not a lot of moisture under that subsoil, under those roads. So that helps too, that they don't start collapsing because of the high moisture level with the freezing and thawing, which we didn't have any freezing, so there won't be much thawing. We're making a mess out of our roadsides because of the dirt getting plowed up in the snow. You've seen that when you drive around, how bad that is. And our road guys are going to do a lot of landscaping this year because it's terrible out there. But this is not the best for roads. The best is to get that frost down 2 or 3 feet, have the cold weather right up until maybe the mid end of March, and then gradually let it go so that we can post those roads maybe for 4 or 5 weeks and then take the flags down and everybody's doing business again.
Little guidance from Jerry Durr, president of the Wisconsin Towns Association. And another reminder, the application period ends midnight April 5th for the initial $50 million of state funding now available. They've got another $100 million in funding that will become available later this year. You can find application materials on the Wisconsin Department of Transportation website. The Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation's got links, and we've got links at MidwestFarmReport.com. That's where you can also hear my entire conversation with Jerry Durr about ARIP. Tomorrow, we're catching up with our friends from EverAg. Looking forward to chatting with Matt Tranel. We'll catch up with you tomorrow morning and follow us on Facebook, Fabulous Farm Babe Midwest Farm Report, for more pictures from the World Champion Cheese Contest.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
You talked. U.S. Farmers and Ranchers in Action listened. Their new strategy today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for RHIZOL from ProGrow Bio. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to Right Spot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. I told you yesterday about the new strategic framework just revealed by the group U.S. Farmers and Ranchers in Action. CEO Kevin Burkham explains that input from all parts of the ag sector urged action.
And I was told repeatedly about the need for an organization like USFRA to play the critically important role of creating opportunities for collaboration, information sharing, and solution development for the full ag value chain, to lift the voices of those farmers and ranchers on the domestic and international stage in order to help change that narrative that U.S. agriculture is something to be fixed.
Burkham says the new strategy has two objectives.
The first is to convene the U.S. ag value chain to identify and drive solutions on critical long-term challenges. The second is to lift the voice of farmers and ranchers on the domestic, and perhaps even more importantly, on the international stage, to help create better understanding of all the good that U.S. agriculture is doing now and its enormous potential to do even more in the future.
Burkham's comments were gleaned from USFRA's podcast, Farm Food Facts, and you can learn more at usfarmersandranchers.org. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Wednesday on the Maggie Dawn Show, Dr. Jeanette Kowalik, former City of Milwaukee Health Department Commissioner, talking about women in government.
The Maggie Dawn Show, afternoons from 2 till 4.
You need skill and a little luck to play the game of pool, and you could say one cue-making company in Wisconsin has both. Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake is the oldest pool cue maker in the U.S. and remains a family-owned, third-generation operated business. Schmelke started as a one-man shop in the 1940s. Now more than 20 employees work at the facility. So do you know which state has the most cue-making manufacturers? Is it Maryland, Minnesota, Wisconsin? The answer coming up. Pool is an old game, and the cues similar to the ones used to play today were created in the late 1600s in Northern Europe. Pool came to America in the 19th century. So did you guess which state currently has four of the top five cue manufacturers? It is Wisconsin. And Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake has also been inducted into the International Cue Makers Hall of Fame, making this a worldwide slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.